Right, the weekend is over. Time to get back to work. So I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. I know mine was nice and easy. I always like nice and easy weekends. You know what I mean? And for those that's got cold weather, hope you're staying warm. I'm telling you, because it's, man, I'm telling you, it snowed last week in Texas. Now they talking about it snowing again in a couple of days. What's going on with this weather? What's going on with this weather? I can tell you what's going on with the weather. It's called heart. But anyway, we're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that. Anyway, so what else going on, y'all? How y'all doing today? I'm telling you, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talks. And if you want to be a part of the show today, just give us a call at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or drop by the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And don't forget our chat room, which is always happy and active and holding conversations. And just go to blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And all one word, and get on in there and get your conversation on. Get your conversation on. That's right. But anyway, other than that, we're we're doing good. It's a beautiful day, and it's always good to be breathing and having fun. Oh, yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk a little bit about microchipping, and we're going to talk about a 13-year-old eighth grader who read Frederick Douglass' autobiography and came up with a very, very astute analogy, and we're going to talk a little bit about that also. And then we got something else we're going to talk about. I don't forget what it is, but I got my notes right here, so I can tell you what we're going to talk about. But anyway, all the topics we're talking about today is going to be great. And don't forget, of course, what you want to talk about as well. We got that. We're going to talk about that also. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that Kansas sperm donor that has been ordered to pay child support. Hey, I'm telling you, man, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. You know, even though you sign contracts with people, you got to be careful how they do it and what the law says, because that's what they're going to hold you by. But anyway, I'm just rambling. Okay, but those are some of the things we're going to be talking about today. And, of course, if you have something you want to bring to the show, hey, bring it on. We got you. We ready for you. You know what I mean? That's right. That's why it's Mad Monday. You know, we talk about anything. Some pissed you off. Somebody done made you mad. Hey, bring it to us, and we'll talk. We'll talk. We'll talk. All right. All right. Hey, Antoinette. All right. With that being said, I think I've talked enough myself. So without further ado, let me bring in this individual that's a vital part of the show. She's very intelligent, very beautiful, and she always has the icing to put on the cake. That was almost it. She always had the icing that goes on the cake. Wow. So without further ado, y'all, let me bring in my co-host, Sister Ngoni. Ha-ha. I got you. Hey, co-host, how you doing?
Hey, Eric, I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm okay. You know, for fighting a little bug, but other than that, I'm doing okay.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. If you got some live garlic in the house, chew it up fast.
They'll chew it up fast? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't breathe on anybody, right?
Yeah. Your topic sounds very interesting. I'm just excited to hear more.
I know, you know, I was like, okay. And I was just, you know, just browsing, and these things just popped up at me. You know, so I said, oh, yeah, we can talk about that for sure. I mean, and one of them, the sperm donor, we've talked about that before on the show. So I'd like to see what the guys think now that, you know, he's actually been ordered to pay child support. So that should be interesting also.
I can't wait for you to get into that.
Yes. Let's see. What else did we have going on? I don't know. When did I have technical difficulties? Was it Friday?
Yes, sir. That was Friday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That was Friday. I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was the cold weather was affecting some stuff. But that's why I have this beautiful co-host right here, because she can handle things when I have issues, and I love her to death. And of course, you know, we got Antoinette also. Antoinette is like the background producer.
She sends you lots of wonderful topics, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. I was just looking at a couple of them before I came on the air. I'm like, okay, yeah, I need to dig into that. Oh, I'm sorry, Antoinette. Antoinette, love you to life. I'm sorry, not to death, to life.
Yes, she'll be great on that in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'd say that to my son, you know, with the death party, he said the same thing. No, daddy. Uh-uh. Love me to life. I said, okay, boy, I love you to life, dear.
Yeah, there's a verb that says, the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their right name.
True. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's great. Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. I'm going to get that right, Antoinette. I promise. I'm going to get that right. Anyway, so are you ready for the song of the day, Sister Ngoni, the Monday Mix?
Yes, I'm always looking forward to your sound, your beats. They get me up and moving.
Get you up and moving? Oh, well, you know, the coordinator came back, so I don't know what's on the menu today. You know,
sure, it'll
music,
be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure. The music coordinator, you know, the her taste just, I mean, it's just out there. Some things I never heard before, but that's good. She gives a wide variety. So let's see. Without further ado, y'all, we're gonna go on and let this music play, and it's only 5 minutes. Y'all know mine be 8-9 minutes. But anyway, without further ado, here it is, my Monday Mix.
You win your mind, oh mine, mine, like,
up and went some good places, I tell you. Had me just bopping back and forth right here. So, good mix. Good mix for those who care about what it was. It's Bruno Mars and Treasure. Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back. Destiny's Child, Lose My Breath, and the Black Eyed Peas, Pump It. So, that's what we had. So, just revitalizing. I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to East Coast and Turnwheel Out and Guest 1214. Welcome to the show. Oh, welcome to the show. All right, man. I'm telling you. Well, co-host, are you there? You ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I
want to get into, because I want to dig into these conversations a little bit today. All right, let's see. Let me find you. Okay, here we go. All right, y'all, it's that time for the wisdom and some great quotes from my co-host, Sister Ngane.
Wanting something is not enough. You must hunger for it. Your motivation must be absolutely compelling in order to overcome the obstacles that will invariably come your way. And that's by Les Brown.
Wow. Wanting something is not enough. You must hunger for it. Your motivation must be absolutely compelling in order to overcome the obstacles that will invariably come your way. Wow. Let me get that some applause. That is so deep and profound there. I'm telling you, that was a nice one there. That was nice. Wow. And you know what? I can understand if you really want it, it's going to make you hungry. You know, you just taste it in your mouth. That, you know, you just, oh, that's like knowledge, man. You know, that's just like seeking knowledge. You know, if you want it, you're hungry enough for it, you have the motivation to go out there and get it. Well, even when people tell you, and you can't come in this library, or, you know, where we don't have to carry those anymore, you know, you find a way. You find a way to make things happen. I love that quote. That's pretty good there. Wow.
Well, I would also like to shout out to your music director and thank her for a nice upbeat music mix for Monday.
Okay. I'll let her know.
And I'd also like to greet Antoinette, East Coast, guest 1214, 1234, and Sister Truth Will out in the house.
All right. Truth Will out. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So that was the quote of the day. What's your take on the quote, Sister Ngoni? You know, we always do our version. So what is your take on the quote?
Well, I think it represents, you know, having to discipline yourself and to really push yourself and motivate yourself internally to go after whatever it is you want. And I'm with you. You know, I'm a seeker of truth and knowledge and understanding, and I'm not too much into materialism, you know. But
right,
whatever floats your boat, you know, whatever motivates someone, then I think he's saying that to want it is not enough. You know, there's always something to want. I mean, they got everything out here for you to want, right?
Right.
But if you know, he's saying if you want it, it's not enough. You got to be hungry. You got to want it so bad. You just got to pick yourself up and push yourself towards whatever it is. And I even experienced that, Eric. I have about 6 books sitting here in front of me that I want to read, but you got to push yourself. You know, big old,
you know,
big books.
You know, I understand that. You know what, though? Once you pick up that first one, you're not going to be able to put it down. But you have to, get that motivation to pick the first one up. I understand. I do understand.
Well, you know, I used to devour 3 books a week.
Wow. Okay. Well, okay.
So that's my problem, is not picking it up.
Okay.
Sir East Coast put in the chat room that he was big on Les Brown before he found out he was abusive to Gladys Knight. What do you think about that? That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know,
but we all make, I don't mean his wisdom doesn't have any merit.
True, 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 true. But, you know, maybe he did it before him and Gladys Knight got together. I don't know. You know, you said it, East Coast, okay. But, you know, I don't know about the abusive part, but if it is, you know, there's something in his psyche that he needs to work out, because I definitely don't condone anybody being abusive to anyone, especially not a man being abusive to a woman. You know, that's just downright sorry to me. You know, you got the stoop as low as hitting a woman. No, that's not a good thing. That's all I got to say.
Oh, he actually now, violent to her?
I guess that's what he said, abusive. He was abusive, so I'm just, you know, taking it to that point, abusive. And I don't know whether, you know, he actually put his hands on her or what, but I'm just reading into what East Coast was saying here. So
that
I don't
could be
know. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that
no,
could be.
He might have been violent. He might not have been. He might have been verbally abusive. He might have been economically abusive. He might have been a whole lot of kind of abusive. I don't know.
You know, see, you just hit something. You know, economically abusive, you know. Why, I guess, why do we have to categorize each part? Isn't abuse anyway? So why do we have to break it out to financially abusive or, you know, verbally abusive? Or if he was abusive, he was abusive, right? I'm just saying.
Yes, that's true. But Eric, the reason I said that was because you made the statement that it was wrong to put his hands on a woman or put – and so – you know, I just thought, well, do we know that he did that? I don't know. Maybe somebody else does. So I just was expressing that it could have been different kinds of abuse. I don't know what kind of abuse. That's all I was – where I was coming from.
Okay. I understand that. I got you. I don't know. I just jumped on that abuse thing, you know, because in a way, you know, for a while that abuse thing had gotten a little out of hand, like the bullying. You know, everything was bullying. Well, everything is bullying now. You know, and I'm like, you know, really? And here's the a kindergarten got thrown out of school for kissing a girl? Really? You know, has the world became that sensitive now to where they little boys really can't kiss girls? But yet, you can have same-sex marriages being done on television, on national television during the Grammys. To me, that is backwards. I'm sorry, that's backwards. I know I'm just off in a whole other direction, but yeah, that's backwards to me. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the society is in crisis. That's what I think.
In crisis?
Yes. I think that what we have been taught, you know, that our traditional morals and values have been turned upside down. And I think what we see going on today in society is an attempt to chill out people and just to impose an authoritarian kind of rule over people. So I think that's the reason why we see these ridiculous things like you're talking about right now. Handcuffing children because they ate somebody else's lunch that was given to them. That was a case that happened not too long ago. I don't know if you're aware of it or not. In school. And this thing you're talking about now about the little girl and the little boy, you know, it's obvious that these things that we're seeing going on are they're shocking. And I think it's being done for the purpose of chilling people out and just accepting authority. Authoritative rule, totalitarianism.
Wow.
Stick your head down. Don't ask any questions. Just go along to get along. Don't stand up or anything. Just, you know, just do what they tell you to do. And they have to start with the children.
I guess. I don't know. You know, I guess it just hit me last night, you know, well, this morning when I was looking, you know, at the news, and they were like, you know, 33 couples got married at the Grammys, same sex, you know, heterosexual, you know. I'm like, on national television, now we're allowing same-sex couples to be married on national television? Really? Have we really, but taking, you know, taking that step now, but I understand what you said. So it's just crazy, man. I don't know.
Where have you been? They're teaching children about homosexuality in elementary school now.
Okay. All righty then. Well, my child hasn't come and asked me about it yet, so okay. Because I know I always ask, what you do in school? You know, so I don't know. You know, but that's why. Why is that? Why does that need to be taught in elementary, in school? Period. Really, why does that need to be talked about?
When a society is moving towards an authoritarian kind of rule, the first place they go is to change the ideals, the morals, and values of the generation that they intend to use for their authoritarian, totalitarian society. They have to get the children's mind first.
All righty then. Now we're back to the conditioning and programming, right? Okay, I'm with you now. I'm with you. Let's see. Truth Will Out in the chat room says, moving towards a third dark age, our ancestors brought the Caucasian out of darkness two times. Let's see. Angela says, 6-year-old girl in Arizona whose teacher took off her shirt and made her sit in class half naked. You know, and what what's going on with our teachers lately? You know, they're doing some crazy things, too, to the kids, you know. I'm not talking about the high schoolers that are sleeping with their teachers because, you know, basically that's not nothing new. The new part is people, you know, getting caught now, you know, because I know back in my day that was going on, you know. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, it's just crazy. But I understand we're moving toward, as Truth Will I say, we're moving toward a third dark age. So we shall see. We shall see. I guess that is why the Europeans have decided that all newborns born after May 2014 will be microchipped. Yep. They will be microchipped, and the chip will have a GPS sensor in it and, you know, a micro disposable battery, which it has to be changed every 2 years, you know, and it's crazy. And it'll be accurate up to 5 meters. So I'm sure it'd be a little, 5 meters is what, about two, three miles? That's something like that. But, oh, yeah, and don't forget, I did read an article that said the United States are heading that way in 2017. So, hey, maybe they're trying it out. Maybe they're trying it out on the Europeans first before they go ahead and institute it here in the United States. That's all I'm saying. Yes, ma'am.
You know, they've disarmed the UK, so they got too many guns over here. They got to try it first over there. They got so many guns.
Oh, that's what it is, huh? Well, let's see. We got two hands up in the chat room. My goodness. We got two hands up on the switchboard. So we're going to bring these two individuals on. And if you want to be a part of the show, call in at 347-838-8622. Or you can join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. You know, and we can make some things happen. All right, so let's bring in area code 786, and we're gonna bring in area code 111. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, greetings, everyone. Good to hear y'all kicking it live as always.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Sister Internet, I know y'all out there. It's
dry bones. Greetings, dry bones.
Greetings. Just to go back, we're in communism, man. This is the 10-plank manifesto. It's already been in place. We've been in this for a while. We're going into the robotic age soon, and being that the people seem to be already deadened by what's happening, stopping it is going to be a very serious thing, because if we let the children be microchipped, I guarantee they got a propaganda program that's going to make everybody go to get it. And it's amazing that we haven't seen this yet, but I think every generation has a little bit of guilt on their hands.
Read, Mr. Talk, about this microchip in the Europeans after May of 2014?
You can go to www.topinfopost.com.
Oh, a website?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're probably already doing the microchip.
Probably.
Everybody's already walking around with a GPS system
that's right.
With a cell phone, people volunteer for that. I don't even know if they need to chip people. They'll have what's the percentage of the population here in the U.S. and probably in Europe as well that's walking around with a cell phone, with a tracking device, a device where they're listening to your conversations and what you're having and your schedule and your emails? I mean, I don't even know if that's necessary to chip someone, so to speak, and to tag along on what Dry Bones just spoke about. If you watched the Grammy Awards last night, the robots are real. Robots won all the awards.
That's right.
won the awards right there in plain sight.
Right there in plain sight.
In plain sight, you got the robots that don't talk, and everybody's paddling around with them, and they won Album of the Year, Song of the Year, catchy song, and you've got Nile Rodgers from Chic as a conscious dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
He was a member of the Panthers. I've seen a documentary on him. Okay. He's a real conscious dude, and he has to be aware of. I mean, maybe you call it embracing the future. Because it's definitely, I don't even know if it's the future. It looks like it's today on the worldwide stage. Did you watch Katy Perry's her set?
Yeah, I've seen that.
She has the Baphomets in the background with the horns on their head.
Yeah, they did. The whole thing was witchcraft. She said that you're under a spell, and they came out. They did the whole thing. They did the Inquisition part where she was around the fire, which is the Wiccan. They did a whole they all every award show is doing some type of ritual in our face, and you know, of course, we're taking it, not realizing it.
Jay-Z and Beyonce were constantly putting up the Baphomet hand signals. It's pretty common. I enjoyed the show for the most part, but I watch it and I'm like, wow. They're not hiding nothing, particularly with the robots. The robots are winning the main awards. The robots were the star of the show.
Yes, they were.
Mm.
Most of the people don't know symbolism anyway. It's not taught to us. Those common symbols that they're using, I didn't know, let's be honest, when Parliament Funkadelic used to put up the hand sign, I thought we were just doing a...
Right, that
we've been putting up signs for a long time. I don't know if everybody was doing it that was into that, but for the most part, the hand signals have been going on for a long time. I mean, every concert I used to go to since I was a teenager, I was putting my hands up in the Boston sign. Did not know it. Thought we was jamming. It's just something that now is becoming to shed the light. I think we're in that era where all signs are coming to light. I mean, mainly everything is coming to light now.
Well, see, it was the P-Funk. I'm from Los Angeles. That's the Brims.
Yeah, I should love that.
That's the Brims. That's like the Bloods. Those are original Bloods, the Brims. And that,
right.
Their hands are the same thing as that.
Yeah, we just looking at what's going on. Like Goni said earlier, we're being placed in a totalitarian state. Obama's telling everybody he's going to use executive orders regardless of what you think. And the people are just sitting back mesmerized. It's going to take some bloodshed, I believe. Now, unfortunately, that's the only time people wake up. That's the only time. They were not going to wake up until they see, oh, my God, they got us behind to the wall. And then we might get action. We'll get action then. We ain't going to get action to them. Because everybody's complacent, got a TV, flat-screen television, a refrigerator full of food and beer, and they're able to shop a little bit as long as they can able to do that. Until that's cartelled. And it's a gradual process. Unfortunately, you know, Black History Month is coming up, and it's the weakest time of the year because we don't learn anything. So we'll still be brainwashed tremendously come February, even more so.
What's going to happen in February?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Don't have everybody make it. Everybody who's passed will be a saint. Nobody had, you know, we won't go in depth into anything. We don't realize why these people made these civil rights deals, and you know, a lot of things are happening that are progressive from 20 to 40 years ago. I mean, if you're in your 50s, we are the project of those of the 60s. So beyond that, what are we leaving? We can't right. figure out what happened to us.
Drop bones. I got to take issue with you, bro. You said you said something about we in communism. No, sir. We in fascism, man. That's what this country is fascist.
I agree. And, it's because you got the fascist symbols right in the Congress. You won't get an argument out of me.
And I found out from somebody that know what's going on. They told me we got to 2020 to wake everybody up, or either by the next president when 2020 hit, this country going to be on a total dictatorship. They're going to have all the doors and all the trap doors and back doors closed, man.
By 2020. And how do you know? You got a crystal ball?
I just told you. I talked to somebody. Brother, why you always
And they got a crystal
me?
Ball, man. Don't nobody know what's going to happen.
Why you got to question me, brother? I bring the truth, man. Don't question the man.
How are you bringing the truth? You bringing speculation.
I'm telling you, brother. You just want to try to get at me, man. Put him in the garbage can, Mr. Talk. He don't try to take over your square day, man. Damn, brother. I'm glad Mr. Talk and him talking about these chips and stuff instead of me, because I'm the only one that he want to try to go at, man. But it's all good, my brother. Like, drop home, man. I don't get out like that, man. I don't get out with my brother like that, man. So you can go ahead and argue with yourself, man. When you argue with yourself, because I let everybody see that you the fool, my brother. I take the high ground.
That's not me. I'm listening to you.
They don't know what's going to happen in the future. Don't nobody know.
Well, I don't think nobody can predict the time frame, but I believe that you can have some type of idea that's going in a bad direction. I don't know when the door will be shut, but it's in a direction where it's headed to be shut. I can't figure out. No one could tell me what time it is. I'm sure all of us can't say what time
that's
it is.
That's all
I'm sure
saying.
But I don't like to give dates because that have people always nervous. Like, look at 2012. Had everybody nervous for something that didn't even take place. So let's just say that we're in a proximity of a happening that we don't know when, but we shall try to be prepared. That's all I can tell people.
And let me ask you something, man. Any of y'all ever wired up a robot, man? Okay.
Who?
Since y'all, everybody authority on robotics. Okay. Mr. Beasley, I can show you my degree, man. I'm an electrician, and that's the brother here, electrical. Would you like to see my union ticket? I'm an electrician. I wired a robot support, man. Okay. And them things, and not the one just the one that's stationary, say at a GM plant. And if you can see them things moving, doing what they do at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, man, it'll mesmerize you, man. So y'all right about them robotics, man. And plus, I saw on the space shuttle, they got a camera now that they said they put in the mount of the day that they can see everything. They could pinpoint from how many halves on the top of your damn head in case some social unrest happened, okay? They're mounting the new cameras, high-definition cameras, on the space station today.
Hmm.
And that's real talk.
Well, you're right about it. Google Earth. You got Google Earth. You got, you can find, I don't even like the fact that you can put your house address in and see your whole house. That should be a wake-up call to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, anybody could be found. Anybody.
That's right. That Google Earth live real time, it costs you some money unless you got some connection. Because I got on Google Earth, and I'm in Georgia. I checked my mama's house in Fort Lauderdale just to see what my sister was doing. But it wasn't real time, so I saw some old cars in the yard. I'm thinking she got somebody in there, but my mama older car. But you got to have some real good connections to get stuff real live, real time, man. Because I'm going to tell you who started all this shit. Remember that Star Wars with Ronald Ray Gunn in the 80s? That's what
mm-hmm.
the Star Wars crap was about, man.
Yeah, I would say so. It got a lot to do with it. What y'all think about that dude who set up the mall? I believe that's going to be used in an inaugural speech. I think that's every time there's a shooting, we seem to have a speech.
Well, I don't want to say what I think because, anyway, y'all know what the deal is. I don't have to put it out there no more. I'm going to let you say it, y'all dry bone. I'm taking the fifth, man. I'm taking the fifth and drinking the fifth, man.
Yeah, I might join the way things get with the fifth. You ain't lying. Oh, man, I like that. I'm taking the fifth. I don't blame you at all.
Well, dry bones, let me ask you this question. Do you think it's going to be too late for us to wake up and do anything, turn this thing around the way things are looking?
Yeah, I'm going to be, I hate to be a pessimist, but it's looking late. We're probably in the 10 minutes to 12 by now, but I can't predict the time. But I'm just saying, unless we do something quickly to activate the minds of people, and like you always say, and going, everybody ain't going to listen, so we ain't going to try to save everybody, but a small group of people might be able to do something to get themselves out of the predicament, but I don't think we're going to be getting to the masses. The masses can only take calamity.
I don't think it's too late, man, because I got some more top above classified information about what's really happening, okay? And I don't even want to put that out, but we ain't got to worry about it, man, especially the people that look like us with this metal in our skin. Man, we ain't got nothing to worry about, bro. We ain't got nothing to worry about, man.
Okay, the people with the darker skin in Africa is catching hell right now, so how do you explain that?
What I'm saying is, I'm going to tell you what's happened to black people, man. Okay? If you look in the Bible, we sinned against the Most High, okay? And we was on a 2,500-year curse. And we coming to the end of this curse, black people, okay? So we finna come up, y'all, all us, everybody that's special over here in this country that was in bondage, because we sinned against the Most High Creator. And that's why black people around the planet don't own nothing, okay? For a time, the Creator has let these Greeks that run the world for a time to take all our gold and silver and treasures, but we're going to get it back pretty soon. That's some good news. So all y'all don't worry about nothing, man.
So don't worry about it?
Nah, man.
I'm going to ask you this one question. Now, you're using the same book that you was killed to read and write with. Now you're telling everybody that book is a book that we should believe in. That's the people in the book, man.
We are the people in the book, bro.
But we didn't write that book. That book is written by everyone.
All I know is they're talking about us, man.
Well, that's what you've been told it was, but how could it be truthful if Masons wrote it? If King James and his Masonic men wrote it, how do you know they're talking about us? They talk allegory.
You can say what you want to say, bro. Okay.
I'm just asking you, because, I mean, I'm with you, but I'm, at the same time, I'm just using logic to a book that was, we couldn't read and write. We were killed for reading and writing. All of a sudden, this is the first book they let you read. And I'm supposed to put validity.
I'm talking about it's all combination of all the books. We in all the books, man. This is our story from the Quran to the Holy Bible. And we not Africans, man. We are from the land of Canaan, okay? We are Canaanites, okay? And so that's our land. But, I mean, you can second guess, but really all you got to do if you're black is just chill and watch all this unfold, okay? Just watch this unfold, because this war going to happen between the European and Russia, going to take out the Europeans, and then after that, China going to be involved, and they're going to fight, and we just chill, and when they get through fighting, then it's going to be our time to rule the world. These same folks that had us in bondage, they're going to be sent to Siberia, man, okay? So all we got to do is just chill. Huh?
You mind me? Can I ask you one question? Because I know, now historically, who helped with the slave trade that
you
know? It was black people's, right? The Moors helped out. So I don't know why we try to keep it as if this is one group did all this. It was a confederate of groups.
But all due respect, my brother, only way black people got conquered because these fools, these Europeans, came up with the weapons, the guns first, man. If black people would have had gunpowder and guns first, I'm quite sure this whole slavery thing would have been different. But it was all condoned by the Most High Creator, man. We had to do this, man.
But 100, let me ask you something now, because I always go through this with everybody. We had 3.5 million blacks had weapons on the Union side, and 1 million had that on the Confederate side. Yet we shot at each other. That ought to tell you something.
Regardless of the fact, brother, black people on this planet, we had to go through this, man. Okay? We had everything, but we sinned and made them the Most High mad, man. We had to go through this, bro.
I believe. I'm not going to tell anybody what to believe. I just want to. Are you saying? What are you saying? Most High Yahweh? Is that the concept?
The creator of
Yahweh?
All things, man. You can call him whatever you want. It's the creator, man. Netaru or whatever you want to call him, man. The creator
now,
all things.
Now, does that include? Because I know. Okay, now most people that say the Bible. Do you believe in the Egyptian part of history or two, or you just that don't count? Which one is it?
I believe in the creator of all things, man. The creator of good and evil, the creator of the universe. I look at the trees like my real African brother. I don't want to say African, but my real ancestors. You look at the wonders, the planet, the stars, the water, the rain. And that's what we basically was thanking the creator for. Not no doggone man. We can do everything with our hearts or Jesus done, too. We are gods, too. We made his image. But till we realize that, and just be thankful for what we got, man. Be blessed, man. If you don't got no food, just fast for a minute, man. Maybe time for you to fast. You see what I'm saying? Huh?
So what about, I mean, you're talking on our side of the world. What about the side of the world that already is starving? What you say to that?
Well, all I can leave is about my side of the world, man, about the man in the mirror. That's the only thing I can try to roll with, try to keep myself checked so when all this stuff happens, I check my mind and my emotion not to get in no conflict with none of my brothers and none of my sisters. So, that's the whole problem, man. Everybody worry about what somebody else doing instead of doing what my brother Michael Jackson say. Start with, just roll with the man in the mirror for a minute, man. All we got to do is chill, and we going to get through this to the new world order kick in, man.
I give Michael Jackson credit because Michael Jackson told you what was going on, and he got killed for it. And that took a lot because no one stepped up after he said all this. Now, the person, Jesse, all these people that were around him said one word. He told you that he was about to do these things. And unfortunately, he paid dearly. I think a lot of times we don't try to stand up. And until we stand up, it'll continue. God ain't coming to save
nobody.
God,
man. You could've
ain't coming to save nobody who don't save themselves. If you don't try to save yourself, then who fault is that?
Well, you don't know if he dead or not, man. Like Mr. Talk had the other show the other day, man, about what you call that M word there. Not Matt Sheer and what's that called, that Mr. Talk? Well, you said something about Tupac might not be dead. I can always forget that word. Michelangelo or something like that, you said?
Machiavelli, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm like, that's another subject.
Let me ask you a question, Dry Bones.
What would be the benefit of that?
Dry Bones.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you sat here and you went on and on about this man wrote this. Every book that you read, some man wrote. But you have no problem refuting those books. You'll come on some show and you'll hold up a book and say, it says this, it says that. This is that, this is that. It comes straight out of this.
I will do the Bible. I'm going to be honest with you. I read the Bible just like you, but I
do
not
take it. Like I do.
I don't take it to be as literal as everybody, and it shouldn't be because the people who wrote the book said don't take it literal. So it's one of them things where if a person writes a book and say don't take it literal, because I wrote it in symbolic gesture, it behooves me to find out what's symbolic, what's not symbolic. And if you don't do then who part of that?
How about this one? I'll make it simple for you, simple-minded people, because if I make it complex, it'll be too hard for you. Let me use an allegory here so that you understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to say I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm not going to say your stupid self. I'm going to say, what if this happens to a person? And what if this happens? Then what would supposedly come out of that? I'll use it in those terms so that your simple selves would understand it. But it perplexes me that the people whose family members went through the things that Wesley's referring to always are the first ones to run against it. As far as the Canaanites, we are not Canaanites. We were given the land of Canaan, but we're not Africans. And no, the quote-unquote Africans didn't sell other Africans. They sold Israelites. We went into Africa running from the Romans. In 70
okay,
A.D.
Hold on. You went into Africa running from the Romans in 70 A.D.
Yeah.
You mean Titus. You ran from Titus. Mm-hmm. Now, again, that's a Bible story. Am I correct?
Okay. Okay, well, hey, it's whatever
I'm saying. I'm going to ask you a question. Is that a Bible story?
My answer now, is I know where – wait, you ask me a question, I'm going to give you my answer.
Okay.
I know where I'm sitting right now. I know how I got here, and I know why I'm here. I also know that it said in the book that the Trayvon Martins of the world would look just like me. And the guy that was laying on his stomach, the police had a gun, shot him in the back. And the policeman, he didn't go to prison for a long time. He was given a slap on the wrist. That was written in the book. All these things are going to happen to you because you didn't follow what I told you to do. Forget about everybody else. As a result, these things are going to be happening to you. Your children will be given to another people as gifts. That happens to our people. So we are not Egyptians. There's a difference between us and those people.
Why is that? Can you tell me the difference so we can really get clarity? So I know why. How do you know what we are? First of all, the only people who got the true writings that go beyond that Bible is in those pyramids that is written in stone. Shows the same exact story that you're telling me. Now, why can I go with the? Why can't I take the original story, which is clearly older than the Bible? Why can't we follow that? Why do we have to go with somebody named King James, who would never forgive us the whole story? It'd be you. How would that sound? Somebody enslaving
you,
saying, "I'm going to give you now
the
truth."
Where you get that from? He was a black man.
Okay, hold on for a minute, gentlemen. Hold on. I want to welcome Maze into the conversation as well. Welcome to the show,
hey.
Maze. All right,
hello.
Go ahead, y'all.
But we'll read something that somebody else threw out there, and we'll take that as being
did you say King James was black? Is that what you just said?
That's exactly what I said. Do your own history about your own self, man.
He didn't write the Bible. He just authorized it. I know he didn't. I'll get ready to say he didn't write a word. 52 men wrote it, and they weren't black. Okay. They were European Englishmen.
Where you get that from? They were Hebrew scholars.
Shakespeare was black, too, man. Shakespeare wrote some of it, too. Shakespeare.
Wait, one question.
So you're saying, hold on.
This is
the confusion that we have.
No, I don't have any confusion.
I'm not
one
that
more
bright,
question.
So if I can figure this out. It's amazing.
One more question, because, hey, you know, I'm just a dumb country boy. What do I know? I go fishing.
Me too. I'm just dumb.
So the thing is, all these people that were all these people that you've seen, let's go to TV, for instance. I like that because it's simple. They burned an image in your head and stuck there. Passion of Christ. Mm-hmm. You got a white boy walking with a cross on his back. In the book, according to the book, he wasn't white. Everywhere else you see him, he was a white boy. Why would they have to do these things? Why would they have to try to fool you or to trick you that these people that's claiming to be you are not you? Why would they have to do that?
Because it's a story talking about Horus. And if Jesus was real, you wouldn't need anybody having a council of Nicaea to see if Jesus was actually a person. It would be no argument. You have over 50 councils. You have 50 councils determining if Jesus had a soul, or was he in a body, or was he a real person. If this was the case, we wouldn't have to have councils of Nicaea. We wouldn't have the Council of Chalcedon. We wouldn't have the Council of Ephesus. So obviously there was no conclusive evidence that this person exists other than through another image called Serapis. Look up Serapis. Don't believe me because I'm lying. Look up Serapis. See if I'm lying.
Let me ask you something about Bones, Jimmy. Do you think there was a tribe called Judah?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Let me bring Sister Ottawa into the conversation as well. Welcome to the show, Sister Ottawa.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
You're doing well.
I'm wonderful.
Good.
But
I'm listening.
Dry Bones, you don't think it was 12 tribes of Israel or Benjamin or whatever, all Benjamin, Levite, all them tribes? What do you think about that?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Those tribes that are coming out of Egypt, of course, everybody comes out of Egypt, if you notice this whole thing. They come out of Egypt. Historically, I'm only going to deal with facts. There is no data or proven archaeological find of any group staying in an area for 40 years and not leaving any evidence. Even the Jews will admit that's a made-up story. I don't even know why we're debating the story, because it's been proven to be made up. This is nothing new. And Goni can tell you that it's made up as well.
If you go to the land of Canaan, like my brother Lo said, you go to the land of Canaan,
What are you talking about, the land of Canaan? The land of Canaan, there was not no names of that back in them. Upper and Lower Nubia, Egypt was where it was called. You're trying to add in modern terminology. Dr. Ben, I'm not going to tell you that I'm all the way right, because guess what? That's why I study.
Come on, Dorian, let me make a statement. Dorian?
I'm just listening. I'm listening.
Okay, if you go to Canaan, or the Canaan Valley, and do some archaeology and trace and whatever bones you dig up, your name, dry bones, and you do a DNA check with them bones and your bones, and I guarantee you get a match. I guarantee.
And why? You know why? Because it's the mitochondrial DNA that our ancestors had to the continent of Africa, which is on all seven continents. How's that going? What does that got to do with 12 tribes? Because our DNA is all over the earth.
That'll prove that's where your black ass come from.
I don't have a problem believing that. You the one talking about ain't no Africa. You just said it was no Africa.
The name is not correct. That's what I said.
The name of the continent, what the name of the continent really was. Elbicalon. I'm saying it wrong because my pronunciation.
Well,
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me say this.
Yeah. Or it could be.
Hold on. Okay. I understand, you know, it's good to know our history and so forth and so on. But
we don't know our history, Mr. Talk.
Well, I mean, some of us know a little bit and some of us don't. And I applaud those that do, or those that are seeking it. However, you know, that was then. What about now?
Well, the repercussions of then is what I call cause and effect. Because of what happened then, the cause and effect is what happened today. It's called the Agilian dialect. What they have created for you in the past is what you are creating for your own future. So if you don't know the past, guess what happens? You still continue it to be walking.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Talk, that we're going to get our reparations. We're going to get more substance than what we had before they brought us over here butt naked.
Man, ain't nobody going to get no reparations.
All right.
You keep waiting on reparations.
I'll put another word. I won't say reparations because y'all get scared when you hear that. I'm telling you the truth too, brother. I'm the real facts, bro.
The first thing that happens is, and I love those people that say, and Obama said it the best, you know, lace up your bootstraps and work hard and all. We had people that tried that already. We had people that were successful with that already. We had people that did that.
Mr. Tall, let me ask you something.
Wait a minute, Wesley. Around those people didn't like that, so what did they do? They bombed them from the air. None of those people were prosecuted. Nothing happened to them. The mayor of the surrounding cities, hey, y'all go in there and do what you need to. I know y'all upset because they're successful. I'm upset. So what happened to that? Nothing. We don't talk about that. Now they're still saying the same thing from before then. Oh, yeah, go to school, educate yourself with their books that they're going to teach you out of, and you'll know everything that we want you to know. And, quote, you'll be successful. That's a lie.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell y'all something, man. Don't y'all know that all these weapons, they beginning to start shutting down, man. All these electronics that they built in China, every week you see an airplane crashing, man. Every week you see a doggone helicopter crashing, okay? So I'm here to tell y'all, man, this here European 6,000-year rule is beginning to come to an end, brothers and sisters.
Okay,
now, everything they're finna do for the plagues and all kind of calamity finna be 10,000-20,000 fold on them, okay? That's what I'm trying to let y'all know.
Is that something?
All righty then.
I don't know if that's a magical thing that you've been told or something that's hocus pocus, but I don't know a nation on earth that's saying what we be saying. And a nation on earth, I can't even imagine the Chinese or any other group saying, let's just wait. Because
look here, brother. Let me say this. Let me ask y'all something. All the electronics we got is made in China, right? And so every doggone circuit board from your phone to your laptop to your iPad, iPhone made in China, and each one of them devices got two extra circuits in it where the Chinese, all they got to do is flip a switch and shut down all this electronic crap in America, okay, and around the world, man. And plus you got the EMP on the sun with a polarity change on the sun, and so y'all just be careful because a whole bunch of this electronic stuff and it starts shutting down, man. Okay?
All right, hold on. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Maze, you wanted to say something? Go ahead.
Yes, we all have different tribes. Each tribe believe what they want to believe and leave it at that.
She broke it on down simple. That's good. A woman said something simple, man. That's beautiful. We need to write that down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There wasn't no long, complicated something.
Okay.
So why we go around the same circle every time with the same thing? So each tribe believe in, that one over there believe in King James, that one over there believe in somebody else, and this one on this corner believe in somebody, and everybody in those tribes believe it. Well, why are you arguing? Take your tribe and do what you got to do in yours, and that one do what they have to do in theirs. And
it's like that movie where we just have a healthy conversation. This ain't no argument.
Yeah, we have
a conversation.
Because don't nobody have no proof of none of it.
Oh, come on now. What do you mean we don't have no proof of this? Come on now. Let's be real. What do you mean we don't have no proof of this?
You say everything hocus pocus, man. You say hocus pocus.
No, I said there is stuff that is considered hocus pocus. There is stuff that has validity. If you're going to believe blindly, that's not our fault. If you,
well, maybe people think, that's what I'm saying. Each tribe got their own belief, so they're thinking your tribe is believing blindly because you're not listening to what they got
to
say.
I don't want to. I want to show you some facts. You show me
what
some
kind of,
validity.
Show me some facts and let me see if I want to follow your tribe.
Simple question. What's older, the pyramids or the Bible? Which one's older?
The pyramids.
Okay, then why won't you study
what's
that?
What's inside
the pyramids?
What's inside the pyramids? Inside the pyramids?
Because you have not studied and you're not going to believe me. Why
I'm asking you a question. What's inside the pyramids?
I'm not going to tell you. I want you to go look it up. Because, see, if I tell you, that gives you an easy way out. Why don't you go see
what's inside the
pyramid.
That's what I'm asking you.
Now, if you knew what's inside the pyramids, you wouldn't be asking that question.
But you keep asking me what's older, the Bible or the pyramids.
Because the pyramids show you all their astrology, which is your 12 tribes, which is the zodiac houses. That's why Jesus got a big sun disc around his head, because he's representing the solar sun. So if you knew this, we could move to the next level.
I'm not arguing with you about Bible. I'm not
saying
there wasn't
nobody named Jesus, man. Miss Drive
no,
on.
I said
it
wasn't
nobody,
like nobody named that. Because how could you name that? There ain't no letter J to the last 500 years ago.
Well, his name Yeshua, right? But you said
Go ahead, honey. You're right.
You got some people who don't believe in the New Testament. They only believe in the Old Testament. So which is first, the New Testament or the Old Testament?
A house divided cannot fall. A house divided cannot stand. So they put that in purpose on you. So that's why you don't. That's why you have problems today. Because one of y'all believe this. I don't believe
none
of it. But
that's what I just said.
So you
ain't telling me nothing for me to follow your tribe. And I might go around the corner and check out somebody else and see if I want to believe in that.
Well, it's just like anything else. Do you believe it's a pope?
It is a pope.
Then what's the history of
the
pope?
Do I believe in the pope? Is that what you asked me? No, I don't.
I said, do you believe that there's a pope? You know what's a pope, right? Now, you just said you don't believe in it, but guess what? That Bible was sanctioned by him. That Bible had this blessing, but you don't believe in that, but you still read that.
Sanctioned by Rome, but the first two popes was black, man. The first three or four popes was black like me and you.
I understand all that, but he ain't black now. How about that one?
I thought about you, Wesley. You said you had an operation on your kidney, and you weren't sure. Was everybody in that operating room black?
I mean, it don't matter, man. It don't matter, right?
Why wouldn't it matter if you're going to trust these people to put you under anesthesia, and cancer surgery is serious? I mean, that's some serious stuff to go through. But hold on a second. You said it doesn't matter. Then if race doesn't matter or ethnicity doesn't matter, when your life's on the line and you trusting these people to put you under anesthesia and knock you out and operate on you and cut your body open, but race doesn't matter then, but it matters in all these other situations that you mentioned. How come they just didn't take you out then? How come they didn't take
most
of the kidneys? How come they didn't take
you
your
ask
liver?
Me a question, man. You let me answer. Maybe what
I'm asking you a bunch of questions because it doesn't make sense.
Okay, well, good. Okay, what you're saying don't make sense either, okay? I don't know what kind of beef you got at me, brother, but it's all good, man. Because I wonder about that girl that was in California, out there where you at, went in for a tonsillectomy, and next thing you know, her whole body shut down, okay? Well, are you going to question her parents what happened to her?
What the hell does that have to do with you?
What the hell does that have to do with you? Quit shucking and jiving and run the bullshit
with somebody else. What the hell does the girl with the tonsillectomy have to do with you?
Yeah, right. Whatever you got
you
to say,
just
man.
Shit, man, you ain't that slick.
What the hell does that have to do with you? Real,
and let me tell you what my beef is with you, okay?
I don't care what your beef is,
let me tell you what my beef is with you.
Call 1-800.
Then don't ask.
All right, they have been moved to the green room so they can further their conversation. All right. You know, y'all think I'll be playing. I'll move you quickly. All right. Now, let's talk about something else. A 13-year-old girl, she read the book The Life of Frederick Douglass, and she had to do a comparative analysis of it. And basically what she wrote was that today's education system is a modern-day version of slavery. You know, and that really got some people upset, you know. And she said because of overcrowdedness, poorly managed classrooms, and it prevents from learning for real, and it produces the same effect as the slave owner in the book that told his wife that don't teach him to read because he'll be unmanageable. You know, black folk will be unmanageable. So what y'all think about that? Did she hit on something and that's why everybody's nerves are out and about? Or, you know, is this just one of those things where it'll blow over eventually? Now, granted, she's been taken out of school, too, because she wasn't getting treated through school after that.
my tribe says she was right. I don't know about the other tribes on here.
I say that she was right. Absolutely.
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 the only people that would take offense to that are the ones that know it to be true but wouldn't admit to it.
Mm. Absolutely. I agree.
They're the ones that don't see anything wrong with anything.
But, Mr. Talk, you just said something. We just backed up what we just said. The books that they gave us to read would be the books that they would have a vested interest in. Why would they give us anything that will give us a part of our own salvation?
Because we had laws and we had to read them, and that's how we ended up doing it.
I mean, but I'm saying, if I've been killing you, lynching you, chopping you up, burning you, we can go on what the penalty was for reading and writing. And then all of a sudden I'm going to say, hey, you can read this one, though. And it happens to be the Holy Bible. I mean, that doesn't ring a bell in y'all brains? I mean, I'm curious. Hold up.
Now, they'll use you against you to oppress you. So they'll go and get the most smartest person in the community, in the little slave community. What they did, they got him, made him preach. He preaching the same thing the master was saying every Sunday. You know, be a good slave and you'll die and you'll go to slave heaven. You'll be okay. And that's what they continue to preach now, even though nothing that they're preaching is actually in the book. They'll say it. So, yeah, of course. I mean, why do you think they took the Apocrypha out of the Bible in the Caribbean? It was outlawed. And in this country, they took it out altogether. The Protestants did that.
I agree. I'm just saying that girl's right. Frederick Douglass wrote some serious stuff, too. I mean, it's amazing that we don't read it.
I mean, but he was one of those that as soon as he got a little status, who did he go off and marry? So he didn't see anything in his own people. Exactly. So he didn't see anything in his own people.
That goes to show you how the mindset was so bad that he would be 1 minute a radical, next minute a lover.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These diehard Obamaites, one day they'll see that that man was a Pied Piper that led them straight into hell, along with Dr. King, or whatever they call him.
Oh, you mean Michael? Michael King, who changed his name to the reformer Martin Luther, the German reformer? Yeah,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah. And then I was listening to the show when they were talking about him. I was listening to other people talk about him. I read so many posts about how wonderful he was. That man never came out of the Bible and read anything. They supposed that he was so spiritual, so saved, or whatever they called it. He never read anything.
Well, when you're backed by a Jewish cabal.
Here we go.
All your money is given to you by the Jews. You're not going to say anything.
Go ahead.
Each tribe believe what they want to, and no other can need to stop them if they ain't doing right to self.
Right. And you're absolutely
right. That's right. Well, why are they complaining? Go on and do what you got to do and leave them other people alone.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not actually why we're here. That's not actually why we're here.
Jealousy will cause a lot of confusion. And I don't need the Bible to tell me that, because you can see it and hear it all the time when people get jealous of one another.
Well, you know, we were bred that way to be jealous of one another, especially if you were No, we shouldn't be, but it's a part of some of us. I mean, you have women everywhere doing everything they can to look white, bleaching their skin and everything under the sun to look white.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, man, you call the truth the truth. You talk about let's get mad and tell the truth, damn it.
Who's going to get mad? You got women trying to get tans, too. What are they trying to look like?
This is like I said, this is Mad Monday.
They're
let's
trying to look
call
like
the truth,
each other.
Truth.
What about, look at the Dominican Republic. These people are black as hell. And they doing the same thing we was doing in the 50s and 40s, bleaching our skins. That's still going on today in other countries because they are feeling inferior. We don't see it because the news don't try to show it. But the same thing that happened to us in the early years here is happening to these countries today in modern times. In modern times. Look at this. Sammy Sosa should tell everybody that here's a dark man turned himself into Michael Jackson. So there's something still going on in our psyche. It has never left, and I don't think we talk about it on an intelligent level and really say a lot of this is our fault, because I'm, you know, blaming the white man is becoming old and passe, really, because first of all,
explain it.
We got blacks who are steadfastly holding true to this philosophy, and when you bring it out that it's lying, they're ready to attack you. That shows you where we at.
Bones are asking you, how is that? That they're not at fault with everything that happened, some of the things that happened to the people.
Okay, well, if they're not at fault, let me ask you a question. Before they were civilized, they had no idea that it was land over here because they thought the earth was flat. Guess what group of blacks told them that, oh, it's land over here? It was called the Moors. They gave them the maps from the Rurik Papyrus, which was the ancient maps that were taken.
We know all of
Egypt.
That.
No, you do not know all of that.
No,
you do not know all of that. Quit pretending like you do. Those masks
were given
to them to get over here. Every ship had a black man. Christopher Columbus, every ship had a black man on it. Every ship. Now, tell me why that happened, Miss
Don't
Care What
Goes On. Excuse me, Bones. Are you telling me something I don't know?
Do you know it? Name me who was on the ship then.
Wait a minute, Bones. Hold up now. That was kind of Eurocentric of you. Oh, you didn't know that.
I'm not gonna tell you why. We wouldn't have this discussion because we already know this wouldn't be an argument. That's why
you ain't having no discussion. You arguing.
Like I said, we ain't arguing. I don't pay your bills. We ain't arguing.
No, we're not arguing. I'm just saying that.
Who was here before the Moors?
Let me just say this. I'm not taking it out on you per se, but I'm saying this is a general argument that goes on through the black community on a regular basis. You may be just somebody I'm talking with.
Bones,
I'm not blaming
you
for anything, I owe your first name. I'm sorry, but I'm not blaming you for nothing. You're not even an issue. Me and you are pretty much on the same level of talking because we are on this radio show. But since we talking about Mad Monday, these are some of the madness that our people put us through.
No, Bones. Some of the madness some of our people got, some of the ones that think they know it all, know everything
know
about
all.
Before the Bible, they don't know either because they don't even understand what's going on. That's what I'm saying. You give us your history and let us tell you what we know about what you know.
Okay, so,
and so maybe we're going to follow you in your tribe. Okay?
George G. M. James, who got killed He was a Mason, went to Egypt, gave us all the information. Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, Dr. Bear Shangle, all these people who did risk their lives to give us this information, now you're telling me it don't count. That's what you're trying to say?
No, that's not what I'm saying. After you give us the history that you know, and maybe we can go along with give you what we know about the things that you know. You don't tell people what they don't know just because you know, because you said it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, that's very disrespectful.
I'm not too big to say I apologize if I said it wrong to you.
I'm saying, like, did you say?
I don't know everything. And that's
you
why I study
what,
data.
I
don't know everything.
I asked you what was inside the pyramid. More than the sun and the moon was inside the pyramid.
That's what I told you that. I know that. I said that's where they got the maps from. Now you think they got over here, though. We helped get them over here.
But what does that got to do with the way we are?
Because if we don't accept, if we don't accept the blame for nothing.
And they went their own ways to the people that they believed in, and they followed them. Had nothing to do with Martin Luther King or none of those people because they were not here. Because when they did bring the people over from the slave ship,
no, they
if they would have got off
they
the ship
exactly
and went to slavery, they'd have been over here and been happy. But they put them in slaves and make them work for nothing and beat them with chains and whips and stuff. But if they would have did like the Europeans, people would have been happy in slavery. Some of them tried to go back to some other land.
The Europeans were the first slaves. Did you know that?
What did you say?
The Europeans were the first slaves.
And what were they?
So what are you saying?
You talk about the Moors and you talk about all those people.
No,
what was
I'm
the Europeans?
That,
what were they called?
Right. We see. My opinion. And I'm just making my opinion.
I'm not talking
from
about
what
opinion.
I study. We are blaming everybody except ourselves because we had complicitly put ourselves in the position and never wanted to take ourselves out of it. And that's why we're in this condition. And then when some people come to say things, we are attacked. And you can see the attacks come all the time because everybody say, "Well, I don't want to hear that."
It's just like Rome failed. It was the biggest thing, and it failed. Just like this congressional is going to fall. So why are you worried about it? It's going to fall anyway, and you know it. Rome failed.
Well, I don't want,
and this
I don't
fall.
Want to fall.
And ain't nothing
and
we can do to stop it. Had nothing to do with who came here and who did what. So what are we going to do when this country falls? Fall apart with it or keep on going?
What would you think we should do? Because I already know what we should do, but I want to make sure we're on the same page. What you think we should just die with it? Should we just die with the rest of them?
Well, everybody's going to die.
No, I ain't talking about that.
Nobody's going to live
next
forever.
Our next generation, should we just let them go by the wayside because you said, hey, what the hell?
I didn't say what the hell. I said everybody's going to different tribes. Different tribes going different ways, doing different things.
What do you mean by different tribes? Like none of us can get along?
Thank you. That's part of the problem.
Okay, well,
can't solve
that.
When you start solving that, you'll start solving some of the problem. Jealousy, that's some of the problem.
But
envy,
wouldn't jealousy
that's some
come,
of the problem.
Doesn't jealousy come when people say somebody comes to you and tell you, hey, this is what's happening, and you refuse to say, most of the time you won't believe, I won't say you, I'm saying us as a people, won't believe each other because we don't have wealth. So if I had a big car and a big house and I said the same thing now, he's telling the truth. But
if you didn't start with a big house and you end up with a big house, you're going to be still the same person you was in that little house.
But that's you saying nothing changed with your money, and you didn't change. So you're not really the real problem at all, Miss. I don't think of you as a problem because you already conscious enough to know there's some problems. But there's people that we address do not have that concept. So when we talk to them, we either have to have a big car in order for them to have an enamor over us because we have taught people, the only people you can listen to who has respectability is this preacher that's been put on a pedestal because he is the overseer and been the overseer for all these years, period.
That's right. And you're right about that, man. That's what happened. I end up in the green room, man. All I do is come bring information. And I wish you would explain, Mr. Drybone, that everybody – if you walking around on this planet, you are susceptible to these.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear?
Yeah, but what happened to him? He was talking.
I don't know. Let me go see. He's open. His mic is open.
Yeah, but we don't hear him no more. Y'all hear him?
No, I don't, but his mic is open. I don't know what happened.
Well, All I'm saying is we all don't have the answer, but then we all do have it inside of us to make things change. I don't think we're just that small of a people that we can't make a change. I do believe we can, but at the same token, we have egos which are, you know, abundant. Everybody, if I tell people, just look at what I say. Just go online and look it up. If I'm lying, bring it out to me. If I'm not lying, then we should have credibility in what somebody is saying.
Can I say something?
No,
this
don't
is
please. Not my show. I'm enjoying y'all, though.
Come on in, Ottawa.
Okay, I just want to come in and say this, that I love my people. They number one in my book. But we have to, and I don't mean to put a but there, we have to be able to look at what our experience has been. And it doesn't matter what tribe you're in. If you melanated, we have experienced the same experience here in the Americas. Now, we all didn't come over here on the ship. We were here. There was many of us that were here. But our experience with this Caucasian, our experience has been the same. They have taught us deceitfully, and they have taught all of us deceitfully. They have taught us not to trust one another, not to listen to one another. A black Ian can't tell me nothing. This is ingrained in us. And if we cannot look at this and look at the way we relate to one another, the way we talk to one another, the respect we show to one another, you know, we don't show love to one another. And when
some
we can,
folks,
I know
folks,
that when
some folks
I
don't understand
did
love.
Not know.
That's right.
Some
they
folks don't understand
anymore.
Love. Some people got to get cut.
Yeah.
Well, first you got to learn how to love yourself. If you learn how to love
Ottawa
yourself,
then you let Ottawa finish
right.
What you're saying, Chief. Yes,
can
you can,
finish?
Ottawa.
All I'm
go
saying
ahead.
Is all we have to do, just take one day and just sit back and listen to the program. Don't call in. Just listen to you, to listen to us, how we relate to one another. We have to be able to look at our flaws, all the dirty shit, in order for us to come together and come up together.
You got to look at yourself.
So, Ottawa, can I say something first? In order for you to do that, you got to put what somebody else said on some internet, somebody said out of some newspaper, and talk to each other, not give somebody else's opinion. Let's give each other our opinion of who we are. That's how you do it. Move all this stuff aside and just take a day and let your brain think. Leave everything else outside and see what's in you. That's how you do it.
Yeah, because I done sat and listened to this program for 2 weeks, months at end before I even called in, before I even say a word. That's what I do. And Dry Bones right, man. If one of us comes with some pertinent information, then, like Ottawa said, they're going to have doubts and won't believe it. But if the enemy come tell you something, you'll believe it, man. That's not what I'm talking about, Wes.
I'm saying let's see what we know out of the top of our heads. Leave everybody else's stories off. Let's see how we can sell this. Just us.
Well,
nobody
we have
else.
A,
they have to come and bring it to
we
us.
We have a story, you know, and we don't know it. And it is important for us to know who we are and what our ancestors said. And if we had just a little inkling of that, we would be able to look at everything and see us in it. And that is not being, I'm not trying to be boastful and all of that. It is so real that we do not know who we are. And I don't even know who we are in the fullness.
Do you know what you have in common with your ancestors?
And it has done me a great deal
I'm saying, do you know what you have in common with your ancestors? Is there anything you can talk about that
absolutely.
You got in common with your ancestors?
Absolutely.
Why can't we
I'm
have
connected
a conversation?
With nature. I'm connected to everything living in the universe. I am quite aware of that. And we all can get that knowing. All we have to do is get quiet and try to remove some of this brainwashing we done had and get with ourselves. You can get all the answers you want. And when you hear the truth, your hair will stand up on the back of your neck and you will know that it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's true to one person necessarily isn't going to ring true to somebody else.
Somebody else, yes.
And I know you,
yeah.
you're trying to
That's
come from
I say,
a good.
Different track.
I know that you're trying to come from a good place, but you're going to have
disagreements.
I'm coming from
the only place. Every woman on this.
You're coming, you're coming from your place.
Does everybody have a navel that's listening on this airway?
You're coming,
do you
you're
have
coming,
a navel?
You're coming from.
Do you have a navel?
Yep.
Okay, then that means
no,
you came through
out,
your
man.
Mama's womb between her legs. I did too. Anybody else on this line that didn't come through their mama?
They trying to say
that's a truth.
That's
I
didn't
say
that dude Beasley ain't got no neighbor. He's a reptile, man.
There's gravity. We know what gravity does. It pulls things to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity is gonna work on your behind too. Your shit gonna drop. That's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're long enough.
I'm
That's
a reptile.
We got truth. We got truth before us every day, and we don't even acknowledge it. We'd
right.
rather believe some damn fantasy in a book instead of getting the truth. I'm sorry, y'all.
Bottles oh. back there.
All right, that was a lot. A lot. That really shook my ears a little bit. Let me, bring, since we got a piece, let me bring Mike in for a hot minute. Michael, Mr. All Facts, what's going on?
How you doing, Mr. Talk, everyone? Dang, hello. Y'all have it heat. I'm kind of jealous. Well, I don't know. That's a bad word. Jealousy
yes,
is a bad word,
true.
I think.
Don't say it, Mike.
You guys having it, guys and girls are getting it heated before I start, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know. I may want to sit back and listen. I don't know. I don't know if I have any comments now, Mr. Talk. How's everyone today? Wonderful.
Wonderful, brother. Wonderful.
Well, I'm mad about something. Now, I've been hearing today, and everyone's talking about the Grammys, and Dry Bones is going to get on me about this, and we can go into this, about this Jay-Z and Beyonce, and about these images and how it's messing up the black community and all that type of stuff. I say crazy. The most interesting thing, Beyonce didn't wear a weave last night. That was her
real
hair.
Yeah, no,
real
hair.
Right.
For the first time ever.
For the first time ever. See, that's the first thing I do. Besides looking at her physique, I had to look at the, you know, the hair. I'm like, wow, you know, she's shaking it around, and, you know, it showed the length a little bit.
I know
that's
that
a natural look.
She had her real hair.
Right.
Which.
Yeah, she had a real, so hey, she may be trying to change. You never know. But
so,
see,
yeah, Mike, your child found some happiness in what you were looking at. I ain't watching it at all.
Oh, you didn't? Right. But so, see, I'm hearing people who criticize it, and, you know, I guess around the Bible Belt, they're criticizing, but the people who's criticizing actually took a look at it. And I'm hearing people saying that they can't stand her. She's destroying our females. No, ho. Stop this. Stop this. You mean to tell me you're going to blame... You mean to tell me you're going to look at Jay-Z and Beyonce and blame them for the reasons why black women and black men, quote-unquote black women, black men in our community are acting the way they are? And I'm saying if you say that, you're starting on the wrong foundation, and that's the problem. They're not our solution. We don't even think that. Let them be in their own realm. Let them do this. You have to let people know, or your kids, if you in your child's life, and people saying, I can't say, you look, I know my kids listen to hip-hop. I'm not naive. But I let my kids know about the totally transform, right? And because they're affirming who they are, don't try to totally transform into spite. Keep things in their own realm. See, and
well,
people are not talking to people. So you cannot align because it's about a producer and a consumer. They're affirming who they are. They want you to actually change so you can buy their music. But you don't totally transform. You don't start selling drugs because somebody said they used to sling drugs on the block. No, you don't do that.
You know something,
so Jay-Z and Beyoncé are not the problem. Let them be their image. If they want to have longer, and I'm going to say this, and you can, I have met women, a woman, I love the natural rap look. I get aroused by that. A black woman, I love it. No makeup, oh, beautiful. I can see her in the grocery store. She's not made up. It's so beautiful. I love it. But I've met a woman like that, nasty-ass attitude. I've met a woman with a weave. The only thing I ask a woman is, if we're going to go further, let me see you without it. If she likes wearing weaves, let me see you without it. Even if she has braids, I want to see you without it, and then let me make my choice. Other than that, I've met women with weaves that had more good attitudes than with natural hair. So I'm saying
it all
depends.
How you carry yourself and your inner spirit, man. It's all about it. I mean, the prettiest woman could look like Vanessa Weaves, but if she got a messed up attitude, then that make her uglier than me, and vice versa. And vice versa, man. A woman can look like Precious that played in that movie, but if she got a good attitude and good pleasing disposition and good tone, she look beautiful to me, man. I agree with you, Mike.
Yep, I agree.
Oh, I'm not going to even say anything to that one, Wes. You go ahead.
Yeah, we're not going to move on that one. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. I love it.
Yeah, that's real beautiful.
So what is the greatest thing? The greatest thing about it, when Mike told what he saw and Beyonce them
what?
Last night, and somebody else got a bad side of what they didn't like in Beyonce them last night.
But I also heard
tracks.
A program where they were analyzing the lyrics on these some songs. Even the song you played the other day, Mr. Talk, they played it backwards, and it was some evil words out of it. And they did the same thing with Run DMC, Walk This Way. They played it backwards, man, and I swear you, I heard some bad songs. I'm serious, man.
Okay.
Stop playing them records backwards. Play them forward. I remember they said that about the Beatles a long time ago. If you played it backwards, you hear something.
Ain't that true? I could have sworn Aleister Crowley taught them how to do that reverse gematria where they talk backwards. And forward. I don't know what the effect is because I've been listening to all that music for most of my life, and I don't understand anything has happened to me that I'm not aware of. But there is a cult world out there now. Let's not say that it's not a cult world.
And they're not.
Yes,
you know what?
World,
the cult world is right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting the sign right in front of your face.
And
I agree.
Even some of the stuff
you know what?
The sun in the morning.
I don't care what background you're from. But Drunken Love, Beyonce, I don't care if you're from a religious background or not. You can relate to what she's saying. I'm saying some women, if they looking at, they can relate in some ways into what she's saying. Now, she may not be saying it in a good, of course. So that's all I want to say. And us men, we can relate too.
we've been getting related to all them songs. Let's get it on. And every era had a sexual.
Right, Marvin Gaye.
Every era has sexual connotational song, every era. It ain't an era that I'm aware of that don't have it. I mean,
right. Shoot,
the Chubby Checker, the Twist the Night Away. Yeah. I mean, let me twist all over you. I mean, it's just the way it is. But let's not take it into context that the controlling mechanism of the music industry is controlled and dominated by a hierarchy of people.
Sure, yeah. Them Zionists.
Well, can I ask you brothers a question? If you had a sister that looked like Beyonce, just, you know, slamming, would you let her come out with her ass out and her bust out and shaking and doing and
right.
all kind of pictures
yes.
with all kind of different kind of men
now,
and just doing everything
yes.
out here?
Would
you do that?
Yes.
Because you ain't going to stop an older woman. I can't stop her if she's older. Now,
right.
younger,
if
I would tell her, but
what?
If she's older, I can't stop her. I said,
right.
If
she's older
younger,
in age, they wouldn't approve of it, but they can't do anything about it.
If she's over 21, ain't nothing
about
you
can
do, man.
But
she's programmed to do that.
You would not be able to stop your wife if she said, well, I'm going to go out and shake my ass tonight.
She was programmed to be a sex kitten from when she was a child. Yeah.
Well, see, Jay-Z knew what
he
was being like.
She's not there on the world stage by accident.
One at a time.
She's not there on the world stage by accident. She was programmed from a child for where she is. And yes,
yeah.
she,
She has a hypersexualized image.
I'm asking you a question, brother, not about where she's working or what. I'm talking about a man and a woman.
Even if you wanted to, you couldn't stop someone like that from portraying this hypersexualized image.
Well, I see it like this. If they got together and they came to that determination, that's what they both wanted to do, and he didn't care, and he let her do it, and he ain't complaining, that's the way I leave because it ain't my business.
But she said, "What if my woman was like that? Would I approve of that?" That was the question.
Oh,
and my
okay.
question is, if she my woman, I would say no. I don't approve of you doing that. If you want to sing. Look at Lena Horne and Vanessa Williams. They sing. They don't have to get all butt naked to sing.
Don't you say
right.
nothing about Vanessa
right,
Williams.
But see, you shouldn't want. Hold on, Michael. Now see that kind of stuff, Wesley. You kind of getting it kind of mixed up a little bit. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now because you're going from one generation to the other. Now, if we remember Marvin Gaye and the crew, you know, yes, they had their sexual, you know, sexual. Get out of here, Maze. You know, innuendos in their music. Right? Now, they had all that.
Sexual healing 30 years
look. And for them, sexy was having a shirt open or, you know, maybe having one of them little tops on without a bra. You know, that's all it was. But now you got these so-called entertainers, you know, they about butt naked and doing a dry hump on stage. And, you know, they disrespecting women all in the songs. So, that, you know. And to answer Sister Ottawa's question, no, I don't care if she was grown or not. No, if I was around her, no, she wouldn't go out half dressed with nothing on. I'm just, and my sister knows this. I have, and she'll tell you in a heartbeat.
Could you stop?
Matt, yeah, I would stop.
Okay,
I sure would.
Are you gonna stop? Are you gonna
stop
her, girl? If she's over 18, you can't stop her, man.
Say what?
Can I make 3 points?
If she over 18, how you going to stop your sister from doing that?
Well, see, it's number one, it's called family and respect. You know, she know I'm not going to tell her anything that's wrong. You know, if I say it's wrong, being that I am the oldest, you know, of the siblings, you know, she's going to listen because that's the kind of family we have. You
and
know,
me
like,
too.
I'm
the oldest, too.
Huh?
I'm the oldest, too, and I got younger sisters, and they'll listen, but they still gonna do what they gonna do, man.
Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
And when you know
that,
you just see the picture.
If that's
like
sister,
I say, look,
if she go out there anyway and give you some money, $1 million, I guarantee.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Mr. Common, may I make 3 comments on this? Just 3 quick points, 3 bullet points, real quick.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Well, first of all, everyone wants to be – see, stop – no one is going to be your perfect image. Beyonce is not going to be the image that I want her to be. Marvin Gaye. Look at Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was pulling his crotch. Kids from generations watch Moonwalkers. He's grabbing his crotch, okay? But listen, like someone said, what is the difference from Beyonce's mother raising her to be a certain way than a father raising his son to be a football player? It's the same thing. They're trying
you
to
–
Hold on. Listen to me. No. Hey, Mace, don't cut me off. I'm letting you know it's a fact. It's the same thing because the parents are still trying to mold the child into an image that they want to be. If she grows up and she's seen her mother – look, her mother was in the fashion industry. She's grown up around that. So just like if a father or a lot of these pro athletes, their sons see their father play fashion, and they're going to emulate. It's the same exact thing, but in different rounds. That's all I wanted to say, Mr. Tuck.
Also,
Beyonce is an MK Ultra mind control sex kitten and has been programmed from many, many, many years ago.
Don't you say all that don't exist, man?
No, it does exist.
He's talking about
it does exist. You misinterpret things. You don't listen closely enough.
It's just like the male strippers before, you know, the male strippers that women just die and have a fit to go throw their dollars at.
his fiance, husband, and her came together and they did it.
But Eric, didn't he say all that mind control stuff don't exist?
I didn't say that. Don't, you know, don't
didn't
put words in my mouth. I can speak for myself. But there's such a thing as MK Ultra mind control. All
no,
I'm
you
saying
that don't exist,
is
that, man.
No, no, let me tell you what I am saying. No one is shooting your crazy ass, no microwave that's controlling your mind. No
they
one is targeting
you, too, man. They controlling you too, bro. If you got Wi-Fi in your house and you got a
speak very clearly. I speak very clearly. There's no need to put words in my mouth.
On this planet.
Why don't
everybody
you not worry
planet.
About me before I embarrass you out here in front of these people?
You can't
I've got no
me,
shame in my game.
Oh, come
be
on,
nice,
John.
Be nice,
come
be
on,
nice,
y'all.
Be
don't,
nice.
Don't do that. Don't
I mean, why
that.
You want to try to embarrass? I'm your brother, man. I'm just saying
yeah,
everybody
not,
on the planet is in control, man. Everybody. Even Gomer said that when nobody got original thought.
But he is telling the truth about something when he said about the, MK mind control. Let's be honest. Before all this came out, gangster rap,
mm-hmm.
no one believed that gangster rap was going to catch on. But then
right.
if the hierarchy tells you that the only way you can get a record is to portray this type of image, that's automatic brainwashing saying, I got to be like this to get to this level. So you already been given a
right.
mindset to be in the rap game. So now I got to be hard. I just got out of high school, but I got to become a gangster in mentality so I can make it in this rap game. And it does have a mind control mechanism in there.
They flipped all that after 1995, man, when they killed Tupac.
Well,
that's when they flipped the tone of the music.
Well, even if they didn't kill Tupac.
But see, but how can you blame them, though? But see, I agree, because one thing I agree, Dry Bones, listen closely.
Who killed Tupac? The aliens? Who killed Tupac?
Well, no, I want to make a point with Dry Bones.
Who killed
Bones,
Tupac,
right.
Wesley? Who
I can't
somebody
hear y'all.
Tell you who killed Tupac?
BZ's cutting everybody off. BZ, I just want to make a 30-second point. That's it. 30-second point. Dry Bones, you're right. But
yeah.
you cannot blame, and I agree, if you used to be from the street, you say, okay, you can tell your life story, but you can't say that you're slinging drugs. You can't rap like you're actually right now slinging drugs on the street when you're in L.A., Beverly Hills, you're not on the block no more. So I agree with, but you cannot blame them or censor them because they are talking about real life. You,
no, I'm
right.
Now, I'm saying I agree with what you're saying. You're making sense about that. I'm just saying that there is an element, regardless of how I don't blame them for everything because, of course, they shouldn't have that much power over my life anyway. But the fact that I know that some of these young people who I have seen who kind of get hyped up on the weed and they get hyped up on the powder and they watch these rappers and they watch that, it has some type of subliminal effect to think, make them think that they can go rob these people and do these things because they've seen it in the video. Now, whether it be, you know, true or not, I've noticed that has happened. I mean, I'm not saying what you ain't saying is true because, right, they shouldn't have that much power over us anyway, but television is powerful, man. I mean, you know,
Especially when they're dealing with the subconscious, man. All
yeah,
this is
I've
subconscious,
parents,
involuntary.
Y'all all seen parents in with Little League, but I think Mr. Beasley said something about somebody said something about football. I seen parents who already have imaged their kids in the NFL and they 10 years old and going off on them if like they got a contract waiting on them. You know, this is all mind in the mind to make you believe your kid is going to make it to the NFL, and
right.
it's the hardest thing to make.
And some kids,
and look at Joe Jackson, drove his family.
Yep, you're exactly
and,
right.
And some kids grow up on medication, the reason they're the way they are.
Okay,
Joe
hold
Jackson
on.
Jackson was successful. What about all the people who drive their kids
about
and
about
fail?
Hold on.
Hey, hold on.
Let me bring somebody else into the conversation. We're going to bring Elite Molly into the conversation. Hello, Mr. Molly.
Hey. Hello. I've come here to speak about... America being controlled. I believe that microwaves is the main source of brainwashing. You know, you got to get rid of the microwaves. So if you have a microwave in your house, you might want to get that out of there because I believe that the waves, like, the, you know, the heat waves from the microwave are setting off a brain control. And,
my Lord.
So, yeah.
My Lord.
So This is Micro opening up your, you know what, Micro.
We already got a victim on this show. We already know this.
You know what? The brainwashed is being, it's mostly because of the media.
You're right,
you know,
brother.
The
we all the victims
taking
of this,
the
man.
Cotton.
We
I don't understand that these fucking Jews, faggot ass motherfuckers. You know, I'm sick of these niggers picking them up.
Oh.
Okay, never mind. He's gone. He's gone.
He comes on everybody. I've heard him before. He comes on people's shows, I noticed.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's gone.
See, most people, when he first started out, they were green.
I feel sorry for someone who believes in microwaves. They're on the same level he is.
Oh, Lord.
See, Mr. Talk, he was saying he was talking about microwaves and all the things, everybody going along listening to him. Some travel was liking it, and some was saying, like, what is this man talking about? Everybody wasn't agreeing with him sitting up there talking. But you remember me when I was saying, like, I like my microwave, and I like my wooden stove. I like my electric stove. I like everything that I got.
Okay.
Because if I didn't, I wouldn't be using it.
Okay, let's move on to something else right now. All right.
The next put me in the green room with Mike. I want to tell him something. I want to give him some information.
Who,
if he doesn't mind.
Okay, hold on.
All right,
next thing we talk about is Kansas, the state of Kansas. this is good. We talked about this before on the show. Well, this gentleman, he's answered an ad on, what was it, Craigslist, about two lesbian lovers wanting sperm for a child. So he went ahead and he met with them. They signed an agreement saying he didn't have any parental rights or whatever to the child. So he went ahead and provided them with the sperm. They had the baby. Well, the couple broke up, okay? And then one went to the state and to ask for help. So, you know, then the state said, well, since you are the sperm donor, you got to pay child support. And the guy was like, no, because we signed this agreement. However, the judge said a parent may not terminate parental rights by contract even when the parties have consulted. You know, now I'm thinking about this, and, you know, why? I guess the biggest thing is they're saying a doctor didn't perform the vital insemination, you know, and that would have changed the whole thing. So here's my question. You know, what's wrong with this system? Why does that man have to pay child support when they agreed that he didn't have to? Or, you know, should the state go after him since they have they have to pay this woman some type of support now because her and the child broke up? And other lady broke up. So let me bring Tyrone in. He wanted to talk about this a little bit also. And what y'all thoughts
on that?
What's
going on?
Hey, what's happening, Tyrone?
Man, I think that's some messed up stuff right there. I actually donated sperm once, and I donated my sperm to my 13-year-old daughter, and now she's pregnant. You know what I
What?
Okay. All right, he's going to.
Boy, I got
the
bees in the world.
Man. The bees in the world, man. All about the
bees,
man.
What in the world?
All that work for bees, man.
Good Lord.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's what we get for picking up everything.
Yeah, hold on. We got 10 minutes left in the show, y'all. So if you want to continue to hear the show live, give us a call, 347-838-8622. Or you can stay in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right?
That was
wow. That just was crazy, man.
Another trap. Another trap. That's all it was.
Oh, God. You're right, sister. We are from different tribes. I don't know who the hell they were.
Yeah. You ain't lying.
I don't know what tribe that was.
You know,
you're absolutely right. I'm convinced. I'm going along with you now. Because that is all me.
That's okay. Look, I say it like this. They make my numbers look good.
Hey, that's all right. That's great. You're going to get those type of calls. Believe me. You're right. You're going to get them. But that is a good question, though, about that. I read that today, too, as well. And, of course, I do not agree with that because if you sign a contract and you are giving that to somebody which you should not even know who you're giving it to. I'm surprised they even was able to locate him. So you have to wonder. And most of these contracts are being broken anyway. The state and them have no regard for what a contract's about no longer. You could be a county worker or a union worker, and they will just tell you the contract null and void after they signed it.
They also had two girls that went to a sperm. I mean, they went to, they had the same father, and they looked alike, and they come to find out they did have the same father. One wanted, he wanted to have something to do with them. One did, and the other one didn't. She said she didn't want to know nothing about him because he didn't know nothing about her, and she didn't want to know nothing about him. But they,
I thought you ain't supposed to find the people. You ain't supposed to know who did it.
You're not supposed to. You're really not.
That's what I was on. I thought you were never supposed to know.
I think this was something between the three of them. I guess that's why they thought they could write the contract and everything would be fine. But is it fair to this guy now? You know, he was trying to help someone out, and now his generosity has come back to bite him in the butt. You know?
Well, Mr. Talk, in my opinion, if you want it, if they had a contract, you said you thought it was between the three of them, then they have a right to contract any kind of deal they want.
Yeah, so but what we're saying, the state said no because it wasn't a doctor involved in the procedure. So does
there wasn't a what?
A doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they advocated their right to contract with each other is what the state has done.
Yeah.
But if there wasn't no doctor involved, how did they do it, man? Did he just drop something in the cup or pulled it?
No, they had a conjugal.
He conjugally had intimacy with one, I believe it said, and because they wrote it, it was just one of them things where he didn't think none of it. He did to help him, and they bought. Now they biting him in the like Mr. Talk said, they're biting him back. But it should be. See, that goes to show you that the state and them is always in our business, because if me and you are in contract, that's between me, you, her, and we contract. Now the state is now should have said, like most contracts, that's between y'all made the contract. But the state wants to be God over everything that we do, and now they are getting involved with everything. That's just like a marriage. When you get married by a marriage license, if you don't get along, the state would tell you, I'll sell your houses for you and everything else and put the kids somewhere else if y'all can't come up with the idea of what to do. So it's just state control.
My question is, would every man on this panel, would y'all do that if two women came to y'all and say they want y'all to donate and they want you to go ahead and get you some on the side, too, to make the baby? Would y'all do that? I mean, is that question to every man on this panel?
It's possible.
Yeah, if I was single, I would consider it. Yeah, if I was single,
it's
I would
possible.
Consider it. Yeah.
Especially
why not?
If they're going to pay, if they pay me, it's real possible.
That's what I'm saying. A whole lot of people like the green. They don't care what they got to do.
Plus a whole lot of people want to get some, too, man. So I agree. I probably do the same thing, too.
They're doing what they're doing for the money.
Well, you said about Beyonce, and I'm agree with what you just said. I mean, I'm not in their business like you just said. You're right about that, Miss have to be correct. Miss May, you're right. If those two got together and say, baby, I want you to do this, and I'm going to do this, and at the end of the day, we put our money together to live on the high rise, I mean, that's a contract between them two. That's them two.
That's right.
I think y'all having a fit except Jay-Z. So why? He's a husband.
Right.
And her mother's
husband,
not having a fit about it.
That's right.
Why
that's
everybody
right.
else on the outside got something to say?
You're right.
That's what I was wondering.
That's the contract. They made an agreement that we're going to get rich this way, and them two happy with it. That's like I told people, I don't get in nobody's business. If Bill Clinton say one thing and Hillary said, I ain't mad, that's like Jesse Jackson when he got some people pregnant. If his wife ain't mad, why should I be mad at him? I'm only mad about him if he don't do what he claimed he's going to do for the people. That's all I worry about.
That's why I spend half the time.
I don't get mad at people about nothing.
not in the bedroom. I don't care what they do in the bedroom.
That's why I spend half the time minding my own business and the other half leaving other people alone. So really, I ain't got time to be worried about nobody else. I agree with y'all, man.
Now, just think, if everybody else thought that way, you know what? We can get rid of some of this dang on reality TV and all these crazy sites that do nothing but monitor other people's lives. You know what I mean? Yeah, that'd be so wonderful.
But if we got some of these people live, we can do better too.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Mr. Talk. Do you think more people tune in to the Grammys or to that Pro Bowl game last night?
Well, I ain't watching the Grammys.
They probably. You know what? The younger generation probably watched the Grammys. You know, I was just saying, you know, and I thought about this, you know, back in the day when we heard Grammys, you know, we thought of Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, Parliament, Gladys Knight, all them. Now you listen you see the Grammys coming up and they start saying names. You don't even know who the artists are. So I think, yeah, the younger generation probably watched more people watch the Grammys than the Pro Bowl.
I can Justin Timberlake wins a category in R&B, man. You see what
because
I'm saying?
Because he
works for Usher, and that's who's getting paid, just like, what's the name of making money off? Dolly Parton was making money off her.
Yeah. That's easy, man. Every white band used to win. Every white band. Wild Cherry. You know white people always had Blue Eyes Soul. Gino Vanelli. It's always Tina Marie. It's always gonna be one of the characters that will sound just like us, and we'll love it because we are mainly, believe it or not, we ain't really hung up on color as much people want to believe. We pretty
right.
much the only one of the only groups that you can live among us without no problem, So we're not into
right.
that. There, but other people are. But yeah, we always had Blue Eyes Soul. You could name a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's
not a lot of black people on the board that can vote on the Grammys on the Billboard chart. So most of them vote.
Well, you know, they got control over the rap game anyway, man. I went to a rap concert not too long ago, and I was in shock, everybody. The concert was an old school group called the Wu-Tang Clan.
Not the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, the Wu-Tang Clan. You would not believe 70% of the people were young white college people. I was thinking we're going to see some of our old school friends. I couldn't find none. It was like a handful of us in there. I was like, wow. The only thing they did not do is say the N-word, but guess what? Guess who was calling themselves the niggas? White folks were calling themselves that through the whole concert.
Well, they are.
That's
what one is if you want to be.
So you saying
they can't say that word on here?
It's steal it, huh? You saying they want to take all our identity and steal our identity?
That's not my identity.
Like I said, I'm just gonna be honest. They was acting just. If you close your eyes and just listen to what they were saying, you would say, man, they must be around a lot of us because they were sure enough sounding like us. Now again, that's that generation. That generation now feel that they can say it.
Yeah.
Because we never put no restraints on. Like, the Jews would never have allowed people to say this loud the way they do. They've been on TV saying that's anti, you know, this is anti-anti. But we just embrace it. It's amazing.
You know the difference between now and then? You got more mixed kids that can bounce from both sides. And that's what you're seeing.
That's the plan is, man. I saw something like that. They want everybody to look mixed, man. That's the whole plan. They want everybody to look like a Mexican and mix, have like a Mariah Carey. That's what they want, man.
Y'all laughing. You know why they want to do that?
They have no qualms with each other.
I'm going to tell
you
y'all
know
why. Can I explain why? Go ahead, Wesley.
Why?
Because them folks, they want to get they pioneer gland and contra like we got, so they need some melanin in their damn DNA, okay? That's why they're trying to mix with us. Even in so-called, the name of the place, what they call Africa, you got the Chinese coming over there and mating with every African sister they can find, man, because they want our melanin, bro. They want that consciousness. That's why these Europeans want to mate with y'all, especially the black women, so they can get y'all melanin. That's why, man.
Why, especially the black women?
That's where all the melanin at.
Yeah, you
have been doing the same thing. You got the women have the mitochondrial DNA, and without that, that's how. Matter of fact, the reason why so many it's a book. Y'all want to check it out? It's a black woman made this book. Her name is Medical. It's called Medical Apartheid. They were kidnapping us because they couldn't explain our DNA. And they was experimenting on black women based off of the DNA,
And to this day, you notice how many black women are disappearing? They're not playing with us. Well, we playing, but they ain't playing. They trying
to
find out.
I listen to other people.
It's more black women being born than anybody.
We're talking
later. I'm not saying being born. I'm saying being kidnapped because of the DNA. They're experimenting with DNA, and that's why so many people are missing.
Yep.
This is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fact. Y'all special. We all special, but you got, like the woman said earlier, there's no truth about it. The truth is we all got a biblical core, so obviously she have nourished the earth.
Yeah.
Can't deny that. That's fact.
Well, Dry Bones, let me ask you a question. What do you think about the theory that all so-called races that are on the earth today came from one source, migrated out and to other environments, you know, and changed their, phenotype. And what do you think about the idea that maybe now that's coming back together? I mean, at one time, I'm not going to be too long. At one time, some say that what'd you say?
No, I said, go ahead and say it. I was just trying to hear you.
At one time, it's said that there was only one culture on the earth, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Before the change, you know, and the division, which some people have come up with their theories about, you know, dividing humanity into these different races. But now, are they? Maybe is it that now it's all coalescing back together? Do you think that's a possibility?
I would think that's a possibility because of what I'm hearing and reading from other people, that the sources of, if you look at some of the data that they have out about different races or different groups of people, if you can always find, and I know it's in every group, from Chinese, Mexican, there are a black, indigenous-based group always in those countries. You just don't see them because they don't put them on television. Colombia, you name it. They got a black indigenous group. So
it's same in Russia. Russia is an Asian.
Yes.
Sure.
What about in India? Where
they got
started the caste system.
You know, that's right.
India.
Yeah.
Where they started.
That's right. Go ahead, brother. I can hear you.
No, India is where they first started. Is where the Brahmins first started deciding who was what. And identify and put people into categories that they can never get out of.
There you go.
Never is a long time, Mr. Beasley.
Sure is.
Never is a long time.
Well, but that's how it works in India, and it's starting to change a little bit now. They didn't create a class system because here in America, even though it's difficult, you can move up in class. But when you have a caste system, you are set. And you or your ancestors will never rise out of this group.
Well,
no,
That's interesting, Mr. B. Think about the migrating back into one body of humanity. What do you think about that, Mr. Beasley? You think that's possible
down the line? But I mean, I can't see. I mean, anything's possible down the line. People are intermixing.
I ask is because, see, you're referring to India, but India, like all the other so-called nations on the planet, are just invisible dividing lines where they've divided up humanity. That's all that is.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's one of the places where it started.
So would you consider yourself to be a person that can, quote-unquote, actually move up in society, even if
I have.
Well, you may think
you have. I moved
up and
down back up again.
The facade is out there. I mean, but like I'm saying, you can go to New York or some big city and you try to hail a cab and they'll drive in a suit.
Yeah.
And you could have a $250,000 a year career. They drive like you weren't standing there. So did you actually move up or you thought you moved up?
It depends on what he looked like.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If he looked like Reverend Wright, he probably could.
Is there racial discrimination? Yes, even in a society where you can move up. But in the same respect, with that $250,000 a year position, it affords me to live in a nice place. And
considered to be a nice place? Just because you don't see the crime that the people are committing? You got people that's living in those communities, snorting cocaine, beating their wives, molesting their children, having sex orgies and everything else, but you just don't see it. They hide what they do. You see it more openly in other communities.
Instead of them robbing the corner store, they're robbing the stock market and robbing the
bank. All right. But they do it in nicer surroundings. I'm not saying none of that goes on. What's your point, though?
That's why you live under the bridge.
Yeah.
But what's your point, though?
My point is, you said you even though you move up in society, and I said, do you actually move up, or do you think that you have moved up?
It's that illusion.
The illusion.
I guess you can call it an illusion, but I would rather drive in a Mercedes and a Pinto. I'd rather live in California than in Louisiana. So you call it what you want to. Everything isn't how it seems. There's all kinds of evil that goes on in high places. So you're right there.
But I'm not
messing with any children, and I'm not doing any of those things. So
okay. Let me ask you another question then. Another question I have. Riding around in your Mercedes, and I'll tell you who it happened to. It happened to Johnny Cochran when he was a district attorney. He was riding around in his Mercedes in California, and he got stopped, and he got the regular black man treat. Get on the ground, blah, blah, blah.
I've had that happen to me.
I'm not talking about in your Pinto. I'm talking about in his big Mercedes. And
the thing is, I actually lived in Los Angeles and worked in the building where Johnny Cochran worked and have been driving Mercedes never mind.
Okay, let me finish. The thing is, he was trying to pull out his badge to show his credentials. The only thing that happened is one of the sergeants showed up and immediately recognized him and waved the other cops out. Other than that, they was going to cuff and stuff him like anybody else and put him on the ground and do whatever else. So, hey, you can drive the Mercedes and you can think this and think that. It's all nice. But when the walls come tumbling down because you were in this field of flowers running around with your head in the air thinking everything was great.
What walls are tumbling down? Are you predicting the future again? What walls are tumbling down? Man, you guys kill me with this stuff.
All I'm saying is it's happened to me before because I was a young
black people
man
catch hell in America.
Car.
Hell yeah, black people
muted, Mr. Talk. That dude crazy.
I was a young black man with a nice car, and the first thing the policeman asked me is, whose car is this?
Look, let me put it to you like this, real simple. Is there race discrimination in America? Yes. Do black people catch hell? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would I rather be broke or have money? I'd rather have money. So what is you talking about? Because that's all I'm saying.
You're not saying nothing
I disagree with, but you're pointing out all these things like you're talking like some philosopher, like you're really teaching
me
something.
Like
you ain't telling me nothing that I don't know.
And you don't have to come with all these double and triple negatives either. I can come any way I want to.
Hey,
I
Mr. Beans, I don't want to argue.
I heard you speak on David Davis.
No, you got to argue.
Put him in the green room. You can't help it, man. That's all you do is want to argue with everybody that come with some knowledge, man.
They have been moved to the green room.
Yeah, that's all we used to do, man.
I already been in here today. I already walked out of the country.
y'all need to go to the green room. Y'all wrong. But the question is, Mr. Talk, they got everybody that with a tan on this planet believe y'all a minority, man. That was smooth why they call y'all a minority and y'all believe y'all a minority, man.
But what do you mean y'all, Mr. Brother Wesley? What do you mean y'all?
I mean y'all, because I know I'm not in the minority. I'm in the majority.
You ain't the only one that knows that. I don't understand why Mr. Beasley got upset, because he made the statement that he moved up. And like Brother Lowe was saying, I mean, you can get on a jet and go from 9,000 miles away, but all you're doing is moving from one plantation to another one. in the jet.
Right. He's got an illusion of clues, and he's a Sambo that they gave two or three buttered biscuit and a
piece of chicken. Let's be nice. Let's not talk about people like that.
They gave him a buttered biscuit and a piece of chicken, and he thinks he's
okay, Mr. Brother.
Now, if he came back in, you want, y'all wouldn't like that, so just let Beasley be Beasley, and if he moved
that's
up,
that's right.
He enjoys it.
I can hear him, but I got to call it. But most of y'all are not very intelligent
on this phone call. I don't see why y'all
Jack
argue with each other.
If somebody brings some truth to him, he would not believe it. But if Joe or somebody tell him, or one of these Caucasians tell him something, he'll suck it up like a fucking piece of bread sucking up gravy, man.
I don't know why, because you be saying truthful stuff. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I hear somebody saying something that we connect, I connect. I mean,
right.
If only thing I say to everything that we, of course, we're not all going to agree on everything, but I think most of us on this phone call agree at least 80%. I believe that
right.
much.
Right, but most of us, when we hear the truth from our brothers, we investigate it. And then look it up and believe it. We won't sit there and argue with the messenger when you bring a message. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I agree with you. I think we should look up what each other say. That way, when you talk, I know I'm talking to a bona fide person.
That's all.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't think that that all of us are that naive to know that we all got some deception in all of us. I mean, I wake up every morning saying, please stop my brainwashing for the day. But that's the way it is. I've been taught the same. We all on the same planet. We've been in the same, pretty much, same perimeter. That's the only reason why I tell y'all why I do use the Bible a little bit to get off on with people, because that's the only book I know all of us ever had affiliation with.
Man.
Well, some people don't even read it, man.
I know, but that's the commonality that all of our families have taught. Remember, our families are the first to brainwash us. Regardless of what we say, our parents only tell us, and as a child, we absorb exactly what our parents say. Ngoni had a beautiful thing she gave me. I looked at it perfectly. It was about the brother Mark Passario, about the psychopathic peoples, and how we listen to these people from when we were young. Our parents have the ability to brainwash us. And they have the ability to make us who we are today. That's why so many of us is in so many turmoil, because they was also messed up as well.
But Bones, see, everybody didn't follow Jim Jones to where he took them, did they?
Yeah, I know.
Everybody didn't go. So that's
everybody
what I'm saying.
Go.
And some people learn about the Bible, and they learn about all of the different books out there to see what's in them. And a lot of time, it's the same thing that's in those books they're arguing about. That's in the Bible.
It is. That's the part I was saying. What I'm saying is that what you read in the Bible is already a reproduction of something that was earlier. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And then people arguing about the part that they know. That's why I say when you come to different tribes, people think different ways and see it, and they use it, and some grow out of it, and some stay in it, and some don't want to hear it.
And then, but see, if I could take that same book and say, hey, I'm into polygamy, would I be wrong?
No, you've got a tribe that believes in it.
That's my point. See, so that's why you're right. There's so many viewpoints to the book that I would agree that it causes a lot of division as well.
Yes, because you got the people that believe in the Bible tell you stay away from somebody else's book. But if you take and look at everybody's book, you might learn something. But then that's
what I do.
Tribe.
I agree with you. Everybody
but
book, China, I mean, the Hindu book is very similar. Islam is similar because Islam and Christianity both got the same story in it.
Right.
So it's a lot of stuff together. But my main concern, and I hope that's all y'all's, is how we going to live through what if Obama or Hillary decides to pull, or her, or these people who are in power decide to pull the plug on the economy so we can all go into the one world belief system. And that's worth the battle.
What I'm going to do is what I've been doing with all the other presidents before him and the ones that are going to come after him, I'm going to do the same thing.
But it ain't the president, it's the Congress, man.
They already pulling the plug, man. They done pulled the plug on people that's getting unemployment extended. They pulled the plug on people that's getting heating, oil assistance. They cut down on people that's getting snapped the food stamps. So they slowly pulling the plug, man.
Slowly pulling the plug, but look what's going on in Ukraine. The cities in Europe, the plug has already been pulled, and they are battling they don't show you that they're fighting over there. They don't show you that they're riding on a daily basis. Because right now, we ain't doing that yet. I said yet. And so when the yet comes in, then we'll deal with it.
Well, they got everybody over here watching the Housewives of Atlanta and watching Beyonce shake their behind. They don't know that they turn the heat up on them, man.
Winston, how you know everybody was doing that?
On point. They were
having a conversation with you about it.
I was just saying, I was just about to ask the same thing, Miss Mays. How you know everybody's watching? Everybody's not watching.
Well, the majority. How about that?
You don't know that either. You see, if you want to get your message across, you really shouldn't talk down to people because that turns people off. Then they don't want to hear what you got to say.
I'm not talking down to nobody. I'm just throwing my...
I know you don't mean no harm. I'm just trying to tell you.
I try to talk to people out there in the public about these chemtrails and about these electronic magnetic waves that everybody getting, because each cell phone tower got 666 frequencies, okay? So if I try to tell people about that or look up at chemtrails, they will not do it.
Well, Brother Wesley, all you can do is share information, and it's up to everybody to decide for themselves what information they want to research, what information they even want to consider, whether they want to consider any at all. Our job is to share what we can share, and it's other people's job to decide what they want to, you know, I mean, surely I'm with you. I would like to see more people be interested to do research and to find out also, but is it our job to judge other people and tell them what they have to think?
I'm not judging. I'm watching. So when they go outside and they flip like that dude at the mall that's always a nice guy and flip and go shooting up people, I'm going to have myself shielded. I'm going to watch everybody go crazy one by one on this planet because they don't know what's going on. Particularly my black people, my black women. Okay, we already told y'all they're coming at y'all because y'all.
There we go.
I said it, and Dry Bones said it. Okay, so all I can do is try to help folks and tell them what's going on. If they don't believe me or whatever, I mean that's on them. I'm moving out the way and let y'all do what y'all do.
Exactly. So, thank you.
But sooner or later,
Brother Wesley, thank you. I want to personally thank you for all that you share.
No problem, man. That's what we're here to have, try to help folks, man. Yeah, I thank y'all, everybody on this program on what y'all share.
I agree.
This is the smartest show at, from 3 to 5, man.
I love it. Y'all got me psyched for tonight, so y'all, keep it up. Keep up the spirit, Mr. Talk, because I still say communication is a powerful tool.
Julia.
The pen, like Obama say, and the rest of the world say, the pen is mightier than the swords, believe it or not.
Because you don't know how many terrestrial radio shows out of me and my buddy Alvaro and I've been on trying to tell people what's going on. And the first time we get on there, we get laughed off, man. We try to tell folks what's going on, man. Believe that. I've been on so many shows throughout this country. Just trying to tell folks what's going on when something happened, like that guy shut up in the mall, or Marion Carey, or Chemtrail.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said. You know what? I'm gonna give you something to make yourself feel. What you're doing is, if you go to any of these white radio shows, and they talk about UFOs on a daily basis, they got up to 3,000 listeners at a time for saying the same thing you're saying. So I've been noticing that myself. When we try to tell people's this similarity, or I'm not into the alien stuff as much as you may be, but if you are, let me tell you, people are listening to that. George Norrie makes a killing off of people talking about that every night.
Yeah,
it is strange. He's making a killing.
Yeah, you're making
a killing
and some
night.
People don't want to hear it. They've heard it 5 or 6 times, and then it just gets to be the way you're just sick of listening to it. Now, you don't tell me that last month. You're telling me this month, and then here you come back next week with it. It's like, are you finding a cure for it, or you're just talking about it?
Yeah, you know, you've been on them, Ms. Mays. You see, every night I catch him at the night. I said, man, but he got tons of followers. Listen to this. I said to myself, man, and as intelligent as this show is, and believe me, it is, you probably should have the same amount, but something about the direction of our people's mentality is that this ain't exciting to them as what Brother said about the housewives. I'm generalizing. I'm not saying percentage, but generalizing on a Nelson rating, The housewives of Atlanta would probably get a lot more than us talking about the reality of this world.
What turned me off your show is if you sit up here talking fortune tellers, you now hear them talking? Yes, when you want to tell somebody's fortune, what's going to happen to them in the future and all of that stuff, you just, I don't want to be in that trap because I don't want to hear no stuff like that. And you got a whole lot of people want to be into it and want to listen to it, but not me.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the
I asked a lady one time to tell my fortune, just to see what she really knew. I told her I was looking for a husband, and she going to tell me I was going to be married in 30 days. I turned around and told her she was telling one because I was already married.
That was my last time
being on the show like that. What?
But when you look at the weather report and they tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, that's a form of fortune telling, ain't it? Huh?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do I believe that?
Because it could be raining on one side of the road and the sun could be out on the other side.
That's a form of fortune teller, though, the weather report.
So that's just
how that can happen. But there's different types of fortune. If she's talking about some people like be talking about this, I don't believe in all that either, Miss May.
Because if he told you that, somebody told you something, they can tell me to let me hear it and don't you come and bring it to me.
Thank you.
I want to hear it for myself.
That's the truth. And that's a lot of people. I agree with you. You got my vote on that one. Because anybody tell me God said...
I don't get no traps. I just let the people that want to be...
And then some of these shows and movies that they come on, they're telling you what's going to happen already. Like Mr. Talk said the other day.
That's intelligence, man.
That show intelligence. That's fortune telling you. Telling you what's happening now. I'm getting ready to happen. All these shows and movies that's coming out now.
That ain't fortune telling. That's a progression of what they intend to do. Because they already got the robot parts in people now. What they're doing is showing you what they're doing. They got experimentation that's about 20, 50 years ahead of us. We're slow to pick. So television's the only way the mind can perceive it at a gradual level. They got robot police. This RoboCop movie, you go on Dapper.com, you can see the military new inventions, and they got a man inside a robot that will be the new military.
They got a robot vacuum cleaner that can clean your house. But if you don't want to be a part of it, you ain't got to mess with that vacuum cleaner. Leave it where it is and do your own work.
But people don't want to be involved.
Artificial
intelligence, they only can go with what they've been programmed to do, right? Are they still racist like the racists that invented them or not? Huh? Were they going to racial profile? And see, if they see a no-go riding there, like Beasley riding his Pinto, they going to stop him? The robot car police? Are they racist too or what?
They got robot cars you get ready to drive eventually.
Answer my question about the robocop police. Are they preconceived notion? Would you say black?
All right, what happened? Everybody got silent for one hot minute.
Did I sound a lot?
Keeping up some noise.
I'm here.
Huh? Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
All right, well, y'all, it's 4:23 my time, so you know it's about time for us to get up out of here. So as normal, I'll let y'all get your last words in because I'm just that nice. So we're going to start off here with...
I didn't get mine Friday, so let me do it today.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Oh, be nice.
Go ahead. You
like
first, man.
Your music was bumping. It had me exercising. It was jamming today. So it was a good workout. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Maze. I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right. See you tomorrow. All right.
Bye, Miss Maze.
Bye.
Okay, next be Sister Ottawa. You up with your wisdom.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, you there?
Uh-oh. Oh, no, we lost her. Yeah, we lost her. Yeah, she dropped.
Oh.
Her call dropped. All right, Wesley, you up. Wesley? Okay, I'll
read. He's still showing.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
More blog stuff, huh?
Yeah, let me see if we can get Dry Bones in here. Mr. Dry Bones, are you there? Uh-oh. I heard something. Oh, he must be busy. Let's see. Uh-huh. Try Wesley again. Wesley, are you there? Okay. Well, I guess everybody moved away. All right, co-host, another great show. And what's your final words for today? And tell people how they can get in touch with you.
All righty. I enjoyed the conversation, and my email is ngonea@yahoo.com. And if anybody cares to correspond, please put Mr. Talk on the subject line. I'll be happy to reply. Other than that, Mr. Talk, I think it was an interesting conversation, and I had fun.
Thank you. Yeah, you always make the show fun. I tell you, either when I'm not up to snuff, you got me covered, and I love you to life for that.
Well, so, thank you, but you're always up to snuff.
No, okay. All right. Well.
And I want to co-sign on the request for from Antoinette. I want you to record your laughter. Your laughter. Because I'm going to play with your toys again when you're not here.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure I do that. I'll make sure I do that. All right, y'all.
Right.
Another great. All righty. Thank you, Sister Goldie.
You're welcome.
All right, y'all, another great show here on Let's Talk. And I want to give shout-outs to everybody that's still left in the chat room. Corn Dog 5, you owe me. But that's all right. I'm at the top of my game, so keep it coming, keep it coming. That way I stay on the top of mine. All right, and, of course, that scientist from outer space, Galactic Scientist, thank you, East Coast, Bible Truth by Benny, and, of course, Michael Hood in the house. Yeah. Then we got Michael Lotus Jr. X and all the guests. Thank y'all for coming. Everybody that was on the switchboard also that called in, I want to say thank y'all for your participation, because without all y'all together, you know, hey, this show wouldn't be as good as it is. that's for sure. Let's see. Oh, well, that's about it. You know, as far as our conversations of the day, you know, you have to understand that basically you have to understand we all come from a different place. And in life, there's different roads that you take to get to the place you're trying to go. But I'm hoping that in the long run, we all trying to get to the same place. You know, so whether you're being controlled by mind control, or you believe you're this group of people, you're with this tribe or that tribe, that's fine. That is fine. But you need to understand that even though it's good to know the history, it's called history for a reason. You know, it really is. I've said this before, and you know, as long as you keep trying to live in the past, your future is gone, and you're definitely ruining the present. You understand what I'm saying? So just give that a thought. You know, that's my little final saying. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation. You know, and when you show appreciation to someone, don't look to have appreciation back, okay? You know, because, you know, that's not doing it with your heart then. That's doing it looking for something back in return. You know, if you get it in return, that's fine. Let it be natural. No, but don't do it because you just think you need something. To meet somebody new, if you say hello to one person you don't know each day, say hello, how you doing? You know, you can say you met somebody new. And sometimes you'd be surprised what good things that somebody new in your life can bring for you. I'm just saying, just little things I think about every now and then. You know, but my biggest thing is keep laughing, keep smiling, have fun. You know, there's nothing there's nothing in this world, nothing in this world that should be able to take your joy from you. You know, it may slow it down a little bit, but it should never take your complete joy. You know, once that happens, you basically a walking corpse. That's all I'm saying. My little wisdom, huh? I'm telling you. Sometimes I don't believe what I be saying. But anyway, that's it, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Tomorrow's show, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. We're going to have another show. I haven't thought of a topic yet, but I will by the end of the evening. And if anybody know where Joe is, tell him he's missing in action. He need to get back here. All right. So what I'm going to do, we're going to go out of here with some workout music, as y'all call it. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. Have a good one. I'm out.
You win your mind.